I really wasn't sure what I would find in Bloomsburg. The day I went in with my family, it was only 2 days after the flood. It was September 11th, 9/11. Things seemed sort of normal until we got off the highway and we noticed that there were people everywhere. There were trucks, there was National Guard. We came down into town, and even on Fifth Street Hollow, there was mud covering the road and signs that things just weren't right. When we came down Catherine Street, and by the time we got to about 8th Street, it was clear that this was unlike any flood or any event that I had ever seen in Bloomsburg. By 10th Street, we saw trash laying around, but when we got to 11th and 12th, we felt like we were actually entering into a war zone. It was beyond anything I believed could ever happen in our town. My parents live at 20 East 12th Street, and when we pulled into the driveway, my mom was waiting for us in the garage. The garage was filled with, I guess, things we tried to keep from the basement. She had called me on the night of the 8th, the night before the flood, when they were really starting to talk about how bad it could actually get. At that point, the stories were not really all that accurate. They weren't really telling us what we thought we needed to know. I calmed her down a little bit, and I got on the phone with my dad, and I said, hey, look, tomorrow is the 9th. It's Max's birthday, my son. Why don't you guys get up, take a look at things, and make a decision by, say, dinner time if you want to come in to State College where we live now. By the time I talked to him at like 9:30, 10 in the morning, the roads were already closed, and the flood was on. And at that point, my mom started sending pictures of what it all looked like. We had an anxious day and a half as we waited to get to town. We finally got into town, like I said, on the 11th, and what we saw has changed my feelings about it all forever. My wife and I and a couple other people decided that it was important that we try to do something about it, and we do different things as different people. One of the things that I wanted to do was try to collect images and stories about the impact that this had on our community. Sort of an oral history, if you will, a way to collect information that can link this event to those people in the future when they look back. I had this vision of sitting in civics class at Bloomsburg Area High School and watching old movies of town before, you know, before I was alive. And what dawned on me in that moment was that maybe the best way to collect the stories of this thing was not through relying on the traditional media, the press enterprise, for example, but instead to walk around town with a camera, capture them, take a microphone, take a video camera, and collect thoughts from those who were directly affected. I tried to build a map, took a ton of pictures, and I'm just now in the process of making sense about how I'll do anything with any of this. But this is an attempt to create that archive. My name's Cole Campbellese, and I've decided that I'm gonna try to make a difference in the recovery of my town. And that's what these stories will be about.